This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
This is Corey Shapiro. You're listening to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, and this podcast is focused on being creative, not reactive in your divorce. If you're a new listener, you're new to the show, first of all, sorry you're going through a divorce. I hope it can be not a super painful process, not a divorce nightmare, but something that can propel you forward. And the whole point of this podcast is to help you along that journey. We start off each season with a key points from my book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, which is the same name of this podcast. This podcast basically extends those concepts. And then throughout the season, we just go through little bite-sized, you know, chunks of the book. We also have other thought leaders who help us change our mindsets, help us improve. So that's the podcast. Our topic today is one of my favorites. It's a 24-hour pause. That's from chapter 2, if you are reading along diligently. And we're also having a question about how do you apply the 24-hour pause when you're so stressed? Because there's such an urge to respond immediately. It's like, that urge is there. I don't think it's going to go away. But there's other ways to look at it, which I think will help you with the 24-hour pause and longer. All right. Before we get into the episode, for those listeners who've been with me, they know I like to start with a weekly quote to inspire us. So let's get going. And this one's from Abraham Lincoln. It goes like this. When I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad. And that's my religion. I mean, is there any reason why we're remembering Abraham Lincoln all these years later? It's as simple as that. So the point of the 24-hour pause or challenge is to help us feel good naturally. You know, hopefully giving ourselves some space to let things simmer, it will put us in a different mindset. So let's get going on the coaching corner. Let's deep dive a little bit into the 24-hour pause. Well, what is this? What are we talking about here? Basically, what we're talking about is this trigger. There's some triggering event, usually an email, sometimes a text, sometimes in person. And there's going to be an urge to respond. You know, that urge for the last word? Well, that's the 24-hour pause, because that last word or that exchange with some distance is probably not going to really hold up well. It's going to be dated. And it could be hurtful. If you're in a court situation and you're starting your divorce, you don't know where things are going to go. And a lot of these texts or emails, they become exhibits and they're brought up to the court. They're made to make you look poor. And you don't want to look poor. You don't want to look bad in front of the court's eyes, because, you know, the judge is just a person. They're trying to call things like an empire. And if they don't like you because they think you're acting out, that might be enough to call, you know, those close calls. Is it a ball? Is it a strike? Well, this person's acting out. So yeah, it's a strike. So that's what we're doing here. And another thing, it's not productive, even in a more collaborative divorce, especially if you have children, to engage in that toxic energy. And the only way you can change someone else is by first changing yourself, which will lead them that they can change. So what we're going to try to do here is we're going to do the 24-hour pause. And listen, my heart goes out to you. It's hard to do. Hard to do. It's taken me... You know, first of all, it's taken me a lot of time for my own issues to apply it. So I appreciate how hard it is. But it's a simple rule to apply where you just like, I'm not going to respond for 24 hours. You know, and I would suggest not even reading So if you send an email or a text, the 24-hour challenge is maybe you don't even read that text or email for 24 hours. Okay, so what happens if you can do the 24 hours? Well, hopefully you're going to settle down naturally. And you could read things then from a different perspective, a different energy. And you could start looking at things a little bit more, long term. And Abraham Lincoln was great at that because I believe he used to write these letters to people who upset him and then he never sent them. And maybe that's the right response, never even engaging. So this is really going to change the divorce. It's almost like where the other person is trying to fight with you and you're like a judo master. You're not fighting anymore and you're tiring them out. You know, I remember in college, I got into some scuffle with this guy. He was a wrestler and we were just scrappling around and he just put me in this like hold lock. And after a while, I just couldn't move anymore. And he said to me at the end, he goes, "You're really strong." But how much I couldn't get out. So he wore down my energy. And that's the point here. We're wearing down people's energy. If you could just go to court and have a trial the next day, a lot of people would do that. And I think especially in big cities, there's a reason why they make you wait so long. There's a reason why it takes months to go to each conference. Because they hope you settle down, hope you move on. And they put you through so much pain and energy that it has to be so important for you to really try the case. On an aside, same thing I think they do for law school. One professor, such a smart professor, he said, "We put up all these roadblocks. There's too many lawyers. So we have all these rent controls. And if you really want to be a lawyer, you have to go to 3 years of law school. You have to take a bar and then you can become a lawyer." And I think that's the same idea with trying a divorce case. They put you through all these hurdles. And the 24-hour pause is the start of that thought. Like, this is a difficult process. I don't really want to make this more difficult. And my heart goes out to you when you're first doing it. It's going to be hard. Here's a little trick. Well, before we actually get into the trick, I think our question actually is about the trick. And let's go to the question. It's about, I'm trying to implement this 24-hour pause, but I can't do it. Any suggestions? Well, here's the suggestion. You got to go the reverse. So in that period of 24 hours, I want you to invest maybe even 5 times the amount you normally do in self-care. So for example, you could go for a walk. You could binge watch some shows. You could, I went swimming this morning. On Fridays, I like to go swimming in the morning, go some swimming. It's such a relaxing activity. Go dancing. I had that client for my listeners who love dancing. So you're trying to invest in self-care. You're not just calling your friends and, talking about this thing in a negative way, because that's just going to create that energy. You need some space. Now, if it is really challenging, maybe you do need to talk to a therapist or a divorce coach, or read some great books or poems or journaling. But the point is, you're not responding. And if you can do that with investing in your self-care, you really are doing so well. And here's some questions to think about. If you are responding and you're like, "Oh my God, I responded in 2 minutes. Why haven't I listened to Corey? He told me not to respond." First of all, we've all been there. Okay. No one's perfect. I'm just giving you these ideas. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We'll just get back on that horse and get going. But here's some questions to think about for next time, because it resets. And the question is, why am I responding emotionally? And did I give myself enough time to calm down? The 24-hour pause is just guidelines. Maybe you need a week. If you can give yourself a week, great. Maybe you actually can never respond again. If you have one of those divorces, especially no children, usually people have to respond, especially if they have children. But you can bring in professionals to help you, sort of like a parenting coordinator. That's someone who helps warring parents focus on the kids' needs, just not on their own self needs. Another thing to think about is, how do I feel differently after 24 minutes than 24 hours. This is actually, if you read the text or email, I think sometimes you could read it, sometimes you can't. But if you do read it, how do you feel 24 minutes? How do you feel 24 hours? How do you feel, you know, 24 days later? So I think all this is really trying to just slow you down, give you a different perspective, and move you forward in a better way. All right, before we end our episode, I just want to leave you with one thought. And I wanted you to think about the divorce journey that you're on in three parts. The first part is this transformational journey where you're going to have to change your own mindset necessarily. Starts always with us. You know, I'm on a transformational journey. What do I want out of this divorce? Besides, obviously, just getting a divorce. Now, if you are thinking revenge or a certain position, a certain monetary position, I'm not 100% sure that that is objective. That might be subjective. And you might want to speak to, let's say, a financial advisor coming up with a budget to really understand what you really need, not what you think you need. Okay, the second thing is this growth. You know, that's when you're absorbing all this information, but that's when you start seeing things differently, where that 24-hour pause, not so hard, not so hard anymore. It's not easy, but not so hard. It's not impossible. It's not unbearable. And then finally, you're like, oh my God, I'm getting stronger. You know why you're getting stronger? Because your post-divorce life is pulling you to where you want to go. You want to be pulled to where you want to go. In the beginning, it's kind of like pushing, you know, maybe like a roller coaster. It's like going up, 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 and then it goes super fast down with not much energy. But it does take a lot of time in the beginning to switch the gears, to switch that mindset. All right, listen, I'm grateful for all of you on this journey, trying to be creative, trying to be somewhat stronger, trying to do things the quote-unquote right way. So keep it up. This is Corey Shapiro saying goodbye. Remember, be creative, not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.